In a news update.
So I recently...
Here's Reggie from
Boston. Exactly what I hate doing. A subscriber sent me to a link to a video, and they started the video off by saying, I know you don't like watching YouTube videos, and you ask people not to send links, but... And I said, you know what? You know what? Let me take a look at it. And what I ended up doing was watching well over an hour of information that myself and Anthony Patch put out on weekly live streams on my YouTube channel in 2016. And this is it right here. It's by a YouTube, or it's by a BitChute. It's by a dude called Remnant Ministry. Now, traditionally, I don't follow channels that call themselves ministries. I don't think you can do that. You shouldn't do that. And when people say, thank you for your ministry, Richie, I always rectify it. Do you know what I'm saying? But I sat here and I watched this video, and I was even moved to comment. And I said simply, you might want to make this video a lot shorter. If you recall, back in 2016, when Anthony and Patch and I were live, I figured out the D-Way was nothing more than a router to the other side. I think you're onto something here, but this is too long. Make a shorter video, more to the point. And then he replied, I did make a shorter video and get to the point. I can link it here. And then I watched this video, and this video showed me absolutely nothing except introducing words that this person uses, like black holes, which are absolutely, completely not real, proven, or available when you live under a firmament. You see what I'm saying? Black holes were theories, and just like everything else, like the Big Bang and evolution, they suddenly became fact because they said it was. You see what I'm saying? My other issue with this young fella is he's a computer guy who also calls himself a ministry. Okay, but here's the deal. When you're basing everything that you think and put into videos for other people to ingest and think about, etc., and you're reading CERN's white papers, you know, the information that they put out there for people like us to see, yeah, you're on the wrong road. That's why I dropped Anthony Patch, because everything he was saying was based off of what CERN's white papers say. These people know that we watch. CERN has had to literally answer me by name in 3 separate newspaper articles about the human sacrifice, mock or not, that happened directly in front of the statue Shiva. So I've got some background with them. They know who I am. They know who Anthony Patch is. And after this video, they might know who this dude is as well. But reading their white papers and drawing your conclusions from that is terrible. That's information they're putting out for public consumption. If you can see it, I'm talking anything, the government, the military, the Illuminati, anybody putting out information like this, and you're reading it, you need to use incredible discernment. You can't just base your opinion off of the white papers they put out. They know that you see it. Do you see what I'm saying? Period.
Yep, that's why they put it out.
And then this person said something. You got to know, I was horribly disappointed about your April 8th predictions. Not disappointed they didn't happen, but disappointed that you are date setting. Yeah, date setting.
I don't think so.
And I retorted, I said, yeah, date setting. And I retorted, I said, really pointing out everything that they were doing on the April 8th is date setting in any type of biblical way, them pulling the power on the 8th, well, yeah. I would call it like they sell it. And this is the video he's referring to, where at the very, very end, I mean, here's the title. Monday will either be the end, and I was completely and totally, and I was very, very specific that I believe they were going to try to pull the internet and the power. Never said it was the end of the earth or anything to that effect. I've never said that. Either way, it's bad. You see what I mean? Either way, it's bad. So this little fella's videos just keep going on and on and on and on, talking about CERN as a life form. CERN is a machine built by who knows, because nobody knows when this thing was built. No one ever heard of it.
Exactly.
You know, the first time they ever build this machine, it works perfectly. CERN is a machine to harness power using D-Wave and other quantum computers and other technology like ITER that we don't even know about, that we've been talking about for almost 10 years. And while I'm talking about my familiarity with CERN, let me show you one of a ton of pictures that a subscriber that works at CERN sent me years ago. I think I've shown these before, but I'm not exactly positive. But I mean, the dude works there. So I've had a few insights here and there. I don't think this person is involved with CERN anymore at all, one way or the other, because I haven't heard from them ever again. But they sent me a bunch of pictures. This was a zip file. These were separate pictures. And I lost them on my laptop because this was back in 2017 or something like that. It was a long time ago. But yeah, I've had a lot of inside info from CERN. I've had dealings with CERN. And I just got to say that this ministry dude is not hitting it on the head. But what really got me when he was highly disappointed that I was date setting. I've never ever once even said it's the end of the world. I get accused of that all the time. The end of Christians? Hell yeah. People that are really, really trying to spread the truth. This dude had the nerve to call out other channels because they're making the truth community look bad. Yeah, let me tell you what. If you're actually, or you've ever been in the truth community for any length of time, you look bad. That's what it is. Because you're getting information from people that are perpetrating these crimes upon humanity, and you're trying to make sense out of them and warn others without completely losing the plot, you know what I'm saying? And it's very, 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 very difficult to do. But on that, I'll digress. CERN isn't going to make a black hole. CERN is going to try to tear the veil from the bottom up, doing the exact opposite, as above, so below, as God did when Jesus gave up the ghost. He tore the veil from the sky to the earth. Well, CERN's trying to do it the other way around. They've always have been. That's what they do. That's their cup of tea. Is what it is. And for all, I know this is going to make people really sad, but there is no rapture. There is no such thing.
See, that's why the dead were raised, people. Because, see, when Jesus rose from the dead, that's when all the sun got dark for several hours. Let's say about 6 hours. And all the dead rose. It's actually in the Bible. I mean, it's, you know, there were a lot of dead that literally rose. Now, they were spirits, they were in their bodies, they were rose, and then they went back into the ground. So I'm sure that probably was some mess to clean up. But anyway, get back to Reggie from Boston.
God let Jesus go through this entire life cycle from birth to death as a mortal and didn't spare him. He's not going to spare us, and none of us, even if we name ourselves ministries. I mean, especially if we name ourselves ministries, probably. Okay. We don't deserve to be raptured out of here. None of us are saints. I don't even know if saints are a real thing. I don't even know if anybody ever walked this earth believing in God as God prescribed. That's just my opinion.
The Catholics,
what do I know?
Believe they are.
I do think he was onto something when he used he used part of the movie The Matrix to show the AI taking over, but that only works when you've taken the mRNA vaccine. Seriously, in my opinion. And the weird thing is about calling somebody a date setter when they're telling people, hey, look at all this information that they have put out here. All of this information, all these events, all these things that have happened, all the words that were said, all the warnings that were given, all the states of emergencies that occurred, so forth, so on, and blah, blah, blah. My warning was, be ready if they pull the power or the internet. And if they do, this is what you should do. And yet this fella says that he was afraid that CERN was going to actually release Lucifer on the 8th. Is that the pot calling the kettle black? I'm just saying, because it pisses me off that I watched an hour and 20 minutes worth of videos and learned absolutely nothing. All I heard was stuff that we were saying, and then somebody just saying, well, I used to be a computer guy. Well, here's the funny story. CERN, way back in the very, 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 very beginning, and D-Wave, way back in the very, very beginning, they hired all the best computer guys to build the quantum computer. And they fired all of them because computer guys don't know how to build a quantum computer, because a quantum computer is a router. It's an internet connection to the other side. It gives them 24/7 high speed, no buffering internet so they can talk to fallen entities. CERN is the device in which to bring it forth. Tear the veil, rip the veil, which is why CERN and ITER are paired up. There's a reason they needed a machine like ITER that allegedly has the power of a neutron star to be built directly, perfectly straight in line with CERN to give it the power. Nobody ever talks about ITER. I've been telling you about ITER for 8 or 9 years now, And trying to get any information on Eider is next to impossible, because this is the real problem right here. This is the star that they're building on Earth. You see what I'm saying? This will power CERN to the point where it's able to literally tear the veil. Now, on the 9th of April, I didn't want to do this. Let me jump in real quick. Knowing what I know now about them claiming they have a machine that can cause an eclipse on a literal daily basis, that would explain this strange indenture around the sun. You see what I mean? Because this remained the entire time I was filming completely.
What are you talking about?
So I find that strange, but that's all I wanted to say. Whatever. I had to go there and see this for myself. And I'm glad I did, because the entire time I was there, there was no moon. And many, 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 many people have come across and come to the same conclusion that there was absolutely no moon in the sky. So what was causing this eclipse? The eclipse was apparently man-made, or something to that effect, or something supernatural that we don't even understand. I look really smart right there, don't I? Like I'm really thinking up a good idea. And by the way, I paid extra in the hotel room for internet service. The internet absolutely sucks. I couldn't even open up an Instagram to show somebody something today. The internet's going out all over the place because they're slowly testing. They're slowly testing what it's going to look like and what the reactions are going to be, because they're doing this. They're doing this. What timetable? I don't know. Nobody knows. Seriously, I don't know how many times I've said that. I'm sorry that some people are horribly disappointed, but I don't ever recall setting a date anywhere, anytime. Warning of all hell breaking loose on the 8th of April. That's what a smart person does. That's what someone that's seen some things happen. That's somebody that's predicted things and watched them come to fruition. That's what you do. But then you tell them that nobody knows, but be ready. It's better to be ready and not need it than need it and not be ready. Do you see what I'm saying? I just said that wrong, but whatever. At any rate, the entire time I was there filming the eclipse, there was no moon in the sky whatsoever at all. There wasn't a moon 4 hours prior, 3 hours, 2 hours, and there was no moon in the sky at all afterwards, even though it was a new moon. And like I said in the last video, the dude that's putting up the video showing the moon at plus 50% full, there was a new moon on the 8th, so that's not accurate at all. That was a complete and utter hoax, like you'll find on the internet. People telling other people that look to them for information to be ready when these guys give you every single sign in the world that something bad's going to happen, or something bad could happen, or they're really trying hard to make something bad happen. Yeah, I'm going to tell them every time. But if you want to know anything about CERN that you haven't already heard, I haven't heard anything new about CERN in years. So there, as they say, is that. I'm out.
All right, buddy, that was Reggie from Boston. Let's go popping into Mr. I call him Dr. Reese, okay? And basically, we're going to talk about nanobots that release toxins in the body and are the hardest energy. They harvest energy from the body and try to turn you into like a battery. Let's see what Dr. Reese is what I call him. See what he has to pump out here.
The 248-page patent for the Moderna technology that was administered to people in the COVID shots was filed in 2020. The patent lists several embodiments or variations of this technology. And while we don't know who got what embodiment, we know that several different batch numbers were deployed, and some were far more deadlier than others. According to the Moderna patent, this technology contains self-assembled nanoparticles, and in certain variations, these nanoparticles can be used for the controlled release of compounds once they are in the human body. These lipid nanoparticles are encapsulated into a polymer hydrogel, a controlled release coating that includes polyvinyls. This has been verified by Anna Mielchia and Clifford Carnicom's research. In a 2013 TEDMed talk, Dr. Ido Bachelet says that these nanorobots have already been successfully developed in Israel. and that they can be injected into the human body with a basic syringe. He shows an image of what they look like, and they appear to be the same structures that the fifth column found in their research and claimed was powered by 5G, which was confirmed by Dr. Bachelet.
My team developed nanorobots that carry antennas. These antennas are made from metal nanoparticles. Now, the antenna enabled the nanobots to respond to externally applied electromagnetic fields. So these versions of nanobots can actually be activated with a press of a button on the joystick.
In the following video, it is being discussed by developers in 2015.
The nanorobot we designed and fabricated is a machine that can be programmed to autonomously recognize target cells and deliver payloads to those cells.
The basic idea is to make a cage or a basket that protects a fragile or toxic or precious payload and only releases it when it's at the right moment.
The nanorobot that we designed actually looks like an open-ended barrel or a clamshell that has two halves. So the two halves of this open-ended barrel or a clamshell are linked together by flexible DNA hinges, and the entire structure is held shut by latches or locks that are actually DNA double helices. The way it works is that in the absence of the key, which is a molecular protein, the duplexes are held sufficiently strong to maintain the entire structure closed. But when the key is present, that piece of DNA that we designed to recognize that key switches to bind to the key, and the duplex zips open.
The work of Todd Callender's team at VaxChoice.com have concluded that these shots contain a variety of synthetic pathogens that can be released with external 5G frequencies. The Moderna patent describes these nanoparticle mimics, which mimic the delivery of a variety of pathogens, and lists over 100 of them within the patent. And according to the work at VaxChoice, these synthetic pathogens each have an IP address. They are cataloged by the Department of Energy, and they use cesium-137, which we have been contaminated with from the environment, as a building block for their construction within our bodies using external frequency. And their research shows that the Microsoft patent filed in 2020, 060606, cryptocurrency system using body activity data, is now in effect, and that this technology is turning the human body into an antenna which can output energy, meaning that humans are being turned into batteries to fuel the digital AI prison that is being built around us. And if you choose not to comply, the technology includes a built-in kill switch. Thanks to many independent researchers and scientists, we are figuring out their agenda, but they continue to walk freely among us, unrestrained by any justice whatsoever. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Better pay attention to that, folks. It's really cool. It's made up stuff. And they have reports and papers that back up all that stuff. So, you know, this is real information. Let's go to Reggie from Boston again. And his video is entitled 14-year-old shames her entire school, shames her entire school board. Now, y'all gotta listen to this, but I think what she's saying is right on key and spot me right on. And I hope more preteens and teenage girls and boys get up there and tell the truth about things to show them they don't want this clear sexualization or gender perversion in school. Let's hear what he has to say there.
So I'm going to show you this video that I found on Twitter, and people are awfully excited about it. Dutch Sense and Illuminati bot, and it's not too bad. I mean, she's only a girl. She said she's been involved in politics since she was 6 years old, and she's only 14. And she doesn't understand that the political system is literally left wing, right wing, same bird. It's basically us, the elected people, the officials, quote unquote, and the people. But otherwise, I'll digress. So let's listen to what she's got to say here.
I'm back by popular demand. It seems I'm not so popular with certain people. One of them is your wife, Mr. King. She is very worried about me advocating for students. However, I want to commend her for bringing attention on her social media posts to some of my greatest accomplishments, like being the youngest person ever to give a speech on stage at a Trump rally. The crowd was over 10,000 people and millions more online.
Mine didn't have that many.
Also the fact I've been involved in politics nowhere since I was 6 years old. That was my own choosing, as my parents were completely uninvolved in politics until I expressed an interest in it. So, your wife, Mr. King, is upset that a 14-year-old is advocating so well for herself and others, that she's making her own decisions about the direction of her life. Apparently, she fails to recognize her own hypocrisy in all this, considering she supports the Pride movement, a movement that openly touts children as...
Wait, there's no personal
text. As toddlers deciding to change their gender. Let me speak.
No. Yeah, start being rude, talking over. Hear that? She told him.
And adults must affirm that child's Mr. King. I reclaim my time. This is my time to speak, not yours. Mr. King.
It's sad how this is a 14-year-old. So yeah, in my eyes, it's still a child, yeah, a young lady.
Yeah, but they're actually younger.
But she's still a child.
She is,
she's not even old enough to drive yet.
No.
And these people, the entire school board is having. I mean, they're acting like little kids. They're acting like spoiled brats. They're acting like elected, quote unquote, officials. You see what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Mr. King, others weighed in on your wife's social media post. One called me an unfortunate child. I'm not unfortunate at all. The unfortunate children are those of leftist parents who use their children's transgender identity as a badge of honor, who fight to keep graphic books in school libraries so their children can read them, then be susceptible to being groomed or victims of crimes. They want drag queens in schools and even take their kids to pride parades where men women expose their and everyone touts the virtues or lack thereof. But being part of all that insanity, no to all that, I am an extremely fortunate child. My parents taught me morals and values and how to prudently think and do my own research. I have a dad who works extremely hard and even risked his life to serve our country in 2 wars. So I've learned respect for the American flag, pledge of allegiance, veterans, and love for our country. My parents recognized the decline of public schools and saved me from that toxic environment. I'm learning more being homeschooled than I ever did in public school. Perhaps your wife and her ilk feel threatened by me advocating for kids because I pose a threat to their system, a system that indoctrinates kids into mindless activists who will be unable to fully function in the real world or lead happy lives. My advice is to stop worrying about me and worry about the effects the public school's destructive agendas are having on your own kids.
Yeah.
I'm the fortunate one here. Your kids, not so much. Thank you.
So she was pretty much on it, to be perfectly honest, except for the fact that she still thinks that, you know, left, right, but whatever, I get it. I think you should just call the left and right, you know, dumb and dumber. How about that? It's just easier, because anything they do, it doesn't make any difference. I find this funny, too, right up here. Borden's 7.2 million illegals in 3 years. That's weird, because that number's gone down by 800,000. Because it was 8 million a month ago when I was down at the Mexican border.
It's probably more than that now.
It's the internet. Nobody reads or writes anymore, so they can just type it and then change it as they see fit. Yep. So I find that queer. And here's another strange thing. Doppler radar systems go down twice in the last week, and then suddenly in Dubai, more than 4.7 inches of water have fallen today, the typical yearly average in the city. That's weird, huh? What a weird coincidence.
It is.
And meanwhile, you can't say sexual abuse, you can't say child sexual abuse, you can't say rape, you can't say any regular words that, you know, grown-ups use in the real world. And you can't post it anyplace. But as long as you're posting things like this, yeah, you're good to go. This has been up for days. This is disgusting. This person is holding his own testicles after he just got a new vagina installed.
Ew.
That's where we live right now. And if you guys recall, many, many, many moons ago, I warned you that this was coming. This was going to come like a freight train, and here it is. It's unbelievable. It's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
God is not smiling down upon us. No one's coming to save us.
Definitely
we're
not.
This is just like the times of Sodom and Gomorrah, literally.
Exactly.
And the elites, the powers that be, the quote-unquote authorities, are making sure that that is the case. This isn't by happenstance. And before I wrap this up real quick, George Clooney thinks it's time to force jab every unvaccinated person in America. That's what these people do to become famous. Because there's no way that this guy can be that stupid. This is on April 16th, 2024. And it's been fact-checked. The time has come to force jab every unvaccinated person in the United States, according to Hollywood actor.
Good luck.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, all the information in the world is out there that the people that got sick were the people that got the jabs. And some of us knew that that was coming ahead of time. You see what I'm saying? But whatever. Whatever. It is what it is.
Well, a lot of them dying.
No, I mean, it's right there. There's another thing, but whatever. Getting an ailment isn't the worst thing in the world. Getting blood clots, dying, and having a stroke. Yeah, that's what people I know are dealing with. At any rate, we live in an insane world. Richie from Boston, I'm out.
Hi, we're going to Dabu 7 now. Underground World News Live. Kick it to you from last night's broadcast. We weren't able to do it last night because it wasn't up on the server. But it is now. Here we go. Dabu 7. One moment. Do a little remix here.
And good evening. Yes, in the Fed, Mob Deep. Tacos in the house. Good evening, everyone. Let me get a mic check here real quick. Spine Shank. Good to see you there. The judge in the house with us. And I'm just looking for a little bit of feedback here real quick in the chat. Shout out to everybody on X. Don't have any chats over there. Yeah, give me some 5x5s if you guys can in the chat. Just let me know everything's going good. And I'll get this show started. Just want to make sure. All right, there we go. Gara, E Fitz, appreciate it. To the fullest. I am live on Rumble, live on Twitter, and DLive. If one of those places doesn't work for you, you might want to try one of the other ones. Thank you, Judge, Spine Shank, Panther. Much love to the fullest. I want to thank Lone Warrior, Tacos, Tooge, Hood Ross, all for sharing the stream. Much love to everybody out there. If you guys got anything you want to get to me, dabu7@yahoo.com is the email. You can tag me on Twitter. Also, if you want to say something to me in the chat, make sure to at me. And Jay from the Ville, no, I don't think I have heard a lot about it. I used to go up and do the WEBM fireworks up in Cincinnati. Heard a lot about Thunder over Louisville, but never been to it. I'd like to check it out one day. I don't know when it is. Yeah, much love to everybody out there. Hope you're doing well. MC Dirty, good to see you. Stay humble. All right. It looks like there's some kind of lag, though. Normally, when I ask you guys for the 505s, you guys give them to me. I see them right within seconds. It's literally been minutes. I don't know what's going on, but as long as everything's coming through clear, that's what counts. We've got a lot to talk about here tonight. About to cover crazy times indeed. Gonna start off here with an update for anyone out there that has one of these Tesla vehicles, Cybertruck in particular. It looks like the pedal is getting trapped and it's causing issues. And anytime you get the accelerator pedal trapped or dislodging, it can cause some serious issues. So, yeah, I don't know anyone personally that drives one of these Cybertrucks or has one, but if you have one or know anyone out there that has one, they're recalling nearly 4,000 of these because of the faulty pedals. They can dislodge, they can stick, unintentionally accelerate. You know, it all increases the risk of a crash, which isn't good. Yeah, I just want to throw that out there real quick. In terms of the recalls, we get this thing going. And we're going to turn to space here, get some updates. Yeah, I'm going to talk about the whole thing with the guy that lit himself on fire outside of the Trump thing. Touch on that and all the other big events that have popped off. I'll get to them here one by one. If you're new to the channel, usually start off on the lighter tip, going over some of the financial stuff. Things like that, economic stuff, and then work my way into the bigger headlines, juicier stuff, so to speak. And then by the end, we're full throttle down the rabbit holes. So, the sun at the top of the solar cycle right now, and it's very active. It was kind of blank about a week or so ago, 2 weeks ago. Now it's just littered with sunspots. I mean, you can't even make out the numbers in this region because there's so many clumped up right there. But there's all kinds. And this increases the chances of getting hit with a CME or any energy that comes off that sun that's directly aimed at Earth. So we've got a couple of overdue CMEs that's been expected to come in here in the past couple of days. They've been slow to arrive. Sometimes these are what they call cannibal CMEs. Don't tell Biden that. These cannibal CMEs, like the latest one will catch up to the ones that went off before it, before they hit Earth, and it will consume them. Not really consume them, but it will come together and create a large energy field. So, to be honest, these can be dangerous sometimes because they could say, okay, there's been a bunch of M or C class solar flares. People are like, even X flares. If they're not like, you know, over X20 something, people are going to be like, oh, that's weak. Well, when you have back-to-back-to-back CMEs combining, you know, connecting together, that creates a big event that we really haven't been hit by full scale before. The Carrington event that took place was one big solar event that was recorded that let loose that energy, and it was Earth-directed. Marie, thank you for the donation. I appreciate that. You're appreciated as well to the fullest. Thank you. Thank you to the fullest. If you guys get any of these images, I'd love to see them and share them. Start to stream off with the image or whatever, these aurora, anything like that out there. Big E checking in with 3 coffees. I appreciate that, my brother. Hope all is well out there. In your neck of the woods. We'll be speaking on your neck of the woods here in just a little bit, in terms of the economics. Also want to point out here real quick from space. I'm going to hit play here. I'm going to send this into motion. This is Comet 12P, or the Devil Comet. Dragon Comet, however, Mother of Dragons Comet. It's got multiple names. Floating around right there outside the sun. It's making perihelion here very soon. Perihelion is the moment when it gets closest to the sun. And I want to point out here, in terms of the fireballs, look at this. The 15th, we had one come in. Remember I told you about one that was coming in that you could say it's an impact when they come in at 0 LD. Here's another one that came in at 0 LD. They are the smaller objects, smaller rocks coming in. But if you guys see any of these events, or you guys can find any asteroids or space rocks, man, these things can be worth money. Big time. Depending on its composition, the size of it, all this, I mean, we've seen them go for, you know, big money. It's like money raining from heaven in some instances. Or it could hit your house and burn your house down. We've seen that too. These impacts are real. Some people think that, oh, a rock hits the planet, it's going to be life-ending. It's not always the case. When these smaller ones come in, a lot of times, I mean, you've seen them. They'll burn up in the atmosphere, these big bright fireballs. They won't even make an impact. They'll burn up in the atmosphere. But whenever I see a 0 LD, you know, it raises an eyebrow. But we've got a lot here. We've got 0.5 that came in. These are all closer than the moon. And today, matter of fact, we've got one closer than the moon at 0.8 LD. So, just increases the odds and the chances of fireballs. Again, you guys catch anything like that out there? Any crazy space stuff? Let me know. I know there's been some crazy events I've seen on Twitter feeds and the guys have shared. But in the chats, haven't really had the time to watch all that footage. Just some clips of them. Some are blue. Some are like white. Some are just crazy looking. Didn't look like the classic UFO. Looked more like, I don't even know what to call it, man. So much going on out there. I'm going to, matter of fact, by the end of the stream, we'll end it tonight talking about some brand new talk and findings, even out of the government. Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, letting a few things out of the bag, I do believe, for those that are paying attention. We're diving into all that as well. All right, so if you live in the United States, at some point, I'm going to say you've ran into a water issue somewhere. You visited a city, you know, or maybe it's even your own city, where the water's just crap. Because we've left our government in charge of it. you know, they come in and they mass fluoridate the water across the board, across the country, which states are stepping up and they're putting an end to that. But the water is a huge thing. If you ask me going forward from here, you can go days and days and days without food. But you can't go that amount of time without water. You need water. That's why God put it here abundantly, I believe, on this planet. But I believe they're just a few steps away from drying this place up. Look what they've done out west. I even hear from people that I know that live in places like Colorado that tell me that, look, they don't recall years ago some of the places there being so arid and desert-like. It's like it's spreading. And I don't doubt that one bit. When I was out there, it seemed like it in a lot of places. When I came down out of the mountains, out of the Rockies, it just seemed like that was what it was. The whole area was arid. I've been all the way down to Area 51. I've been all the way down to Four Corners. All those areas. Very arid and deadly. Four Corners, we had to get up at like 2 in the morning, me and Mr. A, to hike out to this location we were trying to get to out there. Because if you got caught when the sun came up out there, you could be a dead man. It's that crazy. If you've never seen it or experienced it, I'm telling you, it's messed up. It makes you wonder, man. It's like, man, some ancient atomic bomb go off here or something. Like, I don't know. It's very dry. You see the drought that we just went through in the West, and it's shifted to the Midwest. Past couple summers, I've told you. Every summer, it's gotten worse. The water levels, Mississippi, Ohio River, dropping. This past summer, barges stuck, getting stranded on these embankments because they can't flow down the river in some of these places. That is insane, crazy. And then what water you do have going down, you have East Palestine's happening, flowing into the river, and nobody doing nothing about it.
Well, they threw some money at it.
Like, it seems that our government, what is left of
couple
the clean water
dollars,
out here,
that's not going to be enough to clean it up. Or
if they have a say in the federal government, they're going to allot some of, or a majority of this water to the companies that say that they need it. Because it's a national security thing. You see? And that means that everyone else is going to have to go without. And I look at all these situations. I mean, when the well runs dry, everyone's screwed. I mean, I look at places like Texas, Oklahoma, across the country, where they've been doing fracking. They'll go to these aquifers, and they'll take all the water out of it, and they'll fill it with fracking fluid, which to me is the stupidest thing in the world. They should have left it there, do its job, cleaning water for thousands of years and making it, you know, good to drink so we can survive. But no, they do these stupid things like fill the aquifers with fracking fluid, which is just insane. So that water will never be replenished. That aquifer will never kick out fresh stuff for anyone ever again. It's toxic, it's tainted, and who knows what other groundwater it's leaching into, affecting people. This is why if you're like close to any of those black sites or places where they had this ammunition dumps or places where they were making ammunition,
yeah, you don't want to drink the
water.
They're
toxic, man.
They're toxic.
In Open New Jersey,
yeah.
I think it was even Maryland.
Don't get water from there.
Some guys were talking about how schools were built on grounds that had those toxins, and then all the students years later have all these crazy issues, and you wonder why. And I can't help but think that if you've got a well that is anywhere close to somewhere that's a big business, big corporation that put out toxic chemicals, that your groundwater could be tainted. And it's something to think about if you're going to buy land from here, if you're going to try to set up shop on a piece of land somewhere and dig a well. I think about these things because if the well is garbage, I mean, you're done. If that's what you're depending on. Now, for everyone catching water out there, what are you going to do when it dried all up too? Same thing. Everything's going to run dry. And it's a major weapon. For real. Major, 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 major weapon that people don't even see coming. Can't go drink the ocean water unless it's desalinated. They're not making desalination plants like they should be, all up and down the coastline.
That would solve all the water problems, crisscrossing the country. They don't want to do that.
They'll do it for oil and all this other stuff, but they won't do it for water. And our infrastructure's falling apart. I could go on and on and on about the cities with crap water. Matter of fact, I'll say this. I was the doctor today trying to figure out what's going on with the numbness in my hands and all that crap. And lady come in, sat down next to me. She didn't look all too well. Older lady. And she's like, "You've been waiting long." And we started talking. And I was like, I think doctor thinks I need to get these B12 shots. I've been taking them. I don't feel any different. She's like, "Yeah, I had to have them at one time." She's like, "Now they're saying I'm deficient in vitamin D. And I got to take this so my body absorbs the vitamin D." And when I was in the back, I couldn't help but realize how many people were there for the exact same thing. They were all there to get a shot for B12. I'm like, "Hold on, why is there so many people here?" And then on the way out, even the nurse made a comment like, "Oh yeah, I've got to start getting the B12 shots too." She goes, "I don't know, maybe it's something in the water." When she said it, it hit me like a ton of bricks. That's like, dude, you said that sarcastically, woman, but
she might be onto something.
Just said the answer.
Yeah, I think so too.
This is where it's coming from. It's the easiest avenue to attack everyone with everything because you have no way to check it. You're just blindly trusting them. And I'm putting a stop to it, personally. I've done it. I advise you do it too. Go full scale. Go out and buy water catchment or build you a cistern and catch the water and clean it your damn self. It's the only way you're going to get it, man. It's the only way you're going to get it clean, the way it's clean as you're going to get it, the way that you need it to survive on, without it being tainted somehow. I trust none of anything that they do out here. Anywhere, every city I've ever go to, any hotel, anywhere, man, turn that water on, man. Funny smells and crap, it's like, man. So Texas, water in Texas. Here they go. Everything I was just telling you about, it's dwindling away. So, you know, the people in Vegas that can't even have grass, or can't, you know, because they can't, I guess they don't allow them to have grass because they don't want them to waste the water on a lawn. So it's a rule. You can't do this. So look, right here, see this arid land? That's what it all looks like. And I want to tell you, do you see people growing out there? No. Nowhere. You could drive for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles out here in the West, and you find no farms, no nothing. Because it's that arid. Yeah, I went to the Green River, Four Corners, Moab, Utah, and it reminded me just like this. It was one lone river. And there were these little bugs that were all over the place. It was so humid, so hot and muggy. It gets to such a high temperature, man, that very few things can survive out here. You don't see no people. I'm telling you, man, big warning. If there's a weapon that they can use against you, they've used tornadoes, they've used rain bombs, the flooding, hurricanes. Massive drought equals famine. And it's game over there. So, next up behind the water as a vital resource is our food. You guys know the whole GMO thing. We've been talking about it for years. Hopefully you guys are out there growing your own. It's your safest bet. Not only is it your safest bet, healthiest bet, you're going to save money doing it. And you can barter with what you're growing. You got an abundance of strawberries and potatoes, and your neighbor's got corn and carrots. You guys do barter and trade. And that happens around here all the time. It's just a natural thing. It's a natural thing neighbors do. And then there's markets around here too. Naturally, all over the place on these back roads, little farmers markets, things like that. And people go there and do the same thing. Hopefully you guys got something like that set up in your neck of the woods. If not, I'd work to get it going. Because all you're getting at these grocery stores these days are GMOs.
That's it.
And I'm talking some nastiness. Reminds me of a post, actually, that I put out today. Share with you here a clip. And you can see on this woman's face, it really is the look of a person that just woke up, like, and realized, you know, they're out to get us.
They are?
You know, they're out to take us out. So listen to this lady right here and what she says. And this is a warning. Check your food labels, okay?
Hold on a dang minute. I just seen this post, and I'm going to put it up here somewhere, and I want you to read it. So pause and read it. Okay, so this, I had both of these cans in my pantry. Look at it. Look what she's talking about. So this label and this label. This label and this label. So this is cream corn. This is regular whole corn. Okay? Either way, they're both corn, right? Hers was both, I think, the regular whole corn. But both corn, right? Great value from Walmart, whatever. This label, all regular, you know, from the United States, from Walmart, and from Arizona, all normal. This does not have the labels on here. I'm literally shaking right now because this is insane. Contains products that are exposed to chemicals, including lead, which are known to the state of California, can cause cancer and birth defects and other bodily harm. And product of Thailand.
Wow.
Yes, that's what it says.
They're selling in
the store. What? This is in my pantry.
That should be
in
there.
This is in my pantry. Look at this. Oh my God. Going in the trash can. Check.
Yeah, you see, I experienced this myself several times. And it happens, and you've got to be honest with yourself, and you've got to catch it, and you got to do something about it, or you can keep ignoring it. Like a fool. Someone's got to step up and do something. I just seen a thing where there's a bill to ban all these, or there's something proposed to ban these different foods in America that are already banned in all these other countries because they've got these food dyes in them. You know, red, 5, I don't even know what the numbers are, but it's like blue and yellow, all these different food colorings that are toxic, that cause cancer, that do all these things, and they're in your Oreos, they're in your Cheetos Flamin' Hots,
Skittles.
They're in your Skittles,
yep.
They're in all the things that you love. It's killing you. They've known this the whole time.
I stopped eating them.
Open knowledge now out there, and people are still so ignorant, they just keep consuming it. And that's what these devilish people want you to do. It's got to come to a stop, man.
Yeah,
I mean, if you want to keep doing it after being told there's, like, you know, nuclear radiation and everything else in your food, you're just gonna eat it, like, that's on you. It's truly on you. When we're out here putting out the truth and this information,
everyone should, like, look in the mirror and, like, go check all their stuff. I guarantee you, a lot of people out there, if you did it, you're going to find foods that say it contains a bioengineered ingredient.
Oh, yeah. Or
yeah, if I find any of that that enters in, out. Out it goes. And they get pissed off because I'm like, that's money in the trash can.
You shouldn't have bought it in the first place.
It's not trying to be sharp on this.
You read the
It's
labels.
On way to be. You have to be.
Right.
Eventually, I mean, at this point, it's just to cut out as much as possible. You need to be growing your own food for your own health's sake, dude. For real. If you want to survive, if you want to see the future, if you want your kids to see a future, you better start doing it. You better get heirloom seeds, non-GMO. Start getting them in the ground by now. Getting them going. Because this isn't going to stop. This place has been sold out, and it's designed to fall apart. It truly is. This place is a Building 7. It's rigged to come down. I seen Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson earlier talking about that. Joe Rogan, like, yeah, I'm not saying that they brought down Building 7. I'm just like, dude, you're scared. He's one of the... that's why he's a gatekeeper shill. He says stuff like that.
Yep.
When the things that we know are obviously the biggest trust in our country's ever seen.
That's the problem.
He's sitting there gatekeeping.
That's why he says the gatekeeper stuff.
Everybody go over and watch him. And we'll question why he's got the biggest podcast in the world. Why we're censored over here.
Yeah, because he don't want them coming after him. That's
I will say this to all listening out there. We're going to try something new here in the offing. Launch some spaces on X and try to tap into a new space. Because it's different than going live. It's shared completely different than live. The algorithms are different than live.
Yeah, they are.
All these different people across the whole entire platform. Can anyone, any stranger, can just jump in at any time. It's set up different. And I think we need to jump in there and try to utilize it a couple of times. But, you know, I'm already seeing so-called guys out there that speak truth, conservative side, and all this other stuff, trying to utilize it. I just feel the censorship's coming. Get to more of that here in a minute. Luis in the house. Thank you for the three coffees. Now, if you want to work for one of the largest U.S. corporations out there, one of the biggest companies, you're like, hey, I want to get a job, one of the biggest U.S. companies out there. Well, here's the top ones right now. Walmart at number one, followed by Amazon, UPS, Home Depot, Concentrix, Target, Kroger, United Healthcare, Starbucks. Boy, it's that many people? Crazy. Well, I guess there's a ton of them. Marriott. I mean, there's some of the biggest names right there. You want to work for what I call beast corporations. Because these were all corporations that they all toe the line for the beast. If there's lockdowns, they're locking everyone down. If there's forced inoculations, they're forcing inoculations. You know, something crazy like that. I don't know.
Because they always do.
There's your big ones. I'd be boycotting these places.
Big time.
Buying from mom and pop shops. Things like that.
Vegetable stands.
But they're laying off people left and right. All those big companies. I report on it every week. Here's another one. Nike permanently laying off 740 employees at its world headquarters. So, more gone here permanently. Google just axed a bunch of people that stood in protest against Israel's bombings. Just axed every one of them immediately. Boom, boom. Gone. You want to dare step up and say anything? You're gone. And when it comes to the top 10 most effective, cost-effective countries to get a high-priced education, well, the United States isn't even on the list.
Part two.
Because it's a scam. It's a scam. Belgium comes in at the top.